Hello, today's episode has been brought to you by Dim Lights. Dim Lights is an environmentally conscious Kenyan company that gives you ambient lighting for whichever setting you want. If you don't like sleeping with the lights off completely, then think Dim Lights. If you have a lounge or a restaurant or any of the above and you're thinking, the only thing I'm missing is the lighting, then think Dim Lights. If you want to set the mood when you're watching a movie with your partner, you know, Netflix and chill, think Dim Lights. Head over to dimlights_KE on Instagram and hit them up right now. They have the best deals in Kenya, well, globally, when it comes to light fixtures. They are an environmentally conscious company that uses bamboo. They use bamboo for all the lighting fixtures. So this means they are sustainable. You will not feel like you're hurting the environment. So definitely check them out. I highly recommend them. They are the best. And the thing about them is the lights are customizable. They range from a price of 1500 to 8000 depending on the size, depending on the kind of design you want. So definitely head on to Dim Lights. They can check them out on Instagram, DIMLIGHTS_KE. You can get the best kind of ambient lighting you want for your space. So please go ahead and check them out. I vouch for them heavy. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls of all ages, hopefully above the age of 15, thank you very much for tuning in to the Musijo Show. This is yet another episode coming to you live and direct. I hope you've been keeping safe, and I hope everyone is good out there, taking precautions as you should be. Let's just get over with this thing, man. 2020 has been crazy, still crazy, but we're going to make it through. Do not worry. Today's episode, and by the way, if you're new to this podcast, please, there's a whole catalog of episodes that you can go back to and listen to and share them with your friends and family, as long as they're above the age of 15. You know, that's pretty much some topics are kind of have a mature content to them. Without further ado, today's episode is about the Third Floor Chronicles. When I say third floor, I mean the 30s. Yes, the dirty 30s. there are a few things. The other day I was thinking about a few things that I've been experiencing, because I'm only like 1 year in, and there have been a few things that I have experienced. And I just wanted to share, you know, like, first things first, social gatherings are not the same. When you just hit that 30, social gatherings are not the same. You actually need to prep yourself mentally. You need to prep yourself mentally before you go to a social gathering. Because at that age, things are just different. If you're listening to me right now and you're pretty much 30 and above, you know what I'm talking about. You get to a social gathering and, you know, it's a bit, there's some formality to it. It's pretty much different. You know, there's moderation with things, there's food, there's probably talk about family, investing, you know, all that kind of good stuff. Back in the 20s, man, any type of social gathering was just social. Like, you get there, you get your booze, or you get in a circle, you meet new people you're probably never going to see again, you do crazy things, and you know, you leave, and there's no qualms about it. But in your 30s, things are a bit more moderated, and you have to be a bit level-headed, and probably, you know, because in your 30s you probably don't have enough time to tolerate a lot of BS. So if you don't need to be there, then don't even go. But if you are gonna go, then trust me, you're gonna need to prepare yourself mentally. And then when it's done, you're gonna need like a 3-day like rewind meditation time for you to be able to go to another one if need be. or like a week or a month even, depending on what kind of social gathering it was. So yeah, in your 30s, social gatherings are just way different. Yeah, another thing is the power to say no gets a super Saiyan boost. Oh my goodness, I don't know what happened. Like in my 20s, it was so easy to say yes to everything. The hardest thing was to say no. Like I'd have my classes at the University of Nairobi. Then after classes, someone would go like, "Yo, Morgan, there's this and this party that's going down today in which and which place." I'm like, "Yo, you know what? It's a go. Let's do this, bruh. Say no more. Say less. I mean, let's go. We could have been doing this yesterday." So I was all over the place, man. We'd get like one weekend where I'd do like five parties or just a chill out thing, but I'd be with this people, this other people, meet like so many people. By the time the 3-day weekend is done, I can't even like remember all those names and the places that I was at, because it was just a freaking paper mache of memories that I just have. So yeah, the power to say no in your 30s is just, you know, it gets louder. And I think it's a good thing, because saying no is actually, it's actually hard to do, but once you get the power to say no, it gives you so much power. It's actually so much power that you have, and in your 20s you barely recognize that you have that power. But you know what, if you're listening to this and you're in your 20s, go for it. Do all these things right now. Just make sure when you do them, you're safe though. Don't drink and drive. Don't have unprotected sex. Don't go climbing trees in the night. I don't know who does that, but just don't do it. Yeah, please don't do it. Yeah, but the part saying no, that's, I think that's one of the benefits of being in your 30s. That is definitely a benefit. Yo, another thing, the hangovers in your 30s. Oh my goodness. Like, yo, someone should give you a guide to how to like cure the hangover, because in your 30s they slap like an angry stepmom. Yo, it's crazy. Listen, in your 20s, mostly your early 20s, if you drink, that is, you can actually go, you know how you call it, like club hopping. You can do the whole club hopping and get to a point where you're mixing drinks, you know, from beers to tequila to vodka to rum, you know, whatever you choose. You probably will throw up, but after some people, after they throw up, they feel a bit better. Or after you do all that, drink a bit of water, have a bit of food, and you're back at it. Or the next day you wake up feeling like brand new, like, yo, just have some breakfast, maybe some juice on top of that, a bit of sugars in your life, and you are good to go again. But in your 30s, your body needs time. Your body needs time. Like the coordination between amongst everything is just crazy. It's scattered. So your hand-eye coordination will be messed up. Your feet don't feel the same. Your head hurts to bits. It's just not the same. Hangovers in your 30s are just not fun. So if you're like me, who is still what I like to call, and forgive my language, an alcohol, like, you know, not connoisseur per se, but what I'm saying is I haven't found my drink of choice to date, so I can literally drink any drink. But when it comes to like right now, I have to be very choosy. I can't binge, because binging means that I'll have to waste out the whole next day, because the recovery time is just different. I could do that in my 20s at the blink of an eye. Mix drinks, have like 4 or 5 hours of sleep, have breakfast, or even like do a brunch and I'm good to go. But right now, man, it's not the same. It is just not the same. Yeah. And again, this is the fifth point. When you throw a barbecue party, you know, like when you're in your 20s and guys are doing a barbecue, most people who are going to come through are like probably not even 30, like probably just around your age, you know, your age mates and stuff. But once you hit 30 and above, trust me, you just, one thing you need to know is there's someone who has to pull up with a kid. Someone just has to pull up with a kid. Because once you hit your 30s, some or most of your friends will have kids. So you have to make sure it's a friendly, kind of friendly environment to have kids there as well. So probably like somewhere with a bit of space, you know, where kids can play around. Make sure there's space for the adults as well, for them to, you know, do their own stuff and be comfortable. And yeah, just be sure that someone or some people will come through with kids. Yeah, it's different. It gets different. The barbecue scene is not the same in your 30s. Yeah, so make sure you plan some few activities for the kids. Even hire, like, you know, that jumping castle or something, yeah, just for the kids. Or some activities. Yeah, it doesn't have to be like hurting your pockets or something. Number 6. Oh Lord. And this one, if you're in your 20s, please, let me just tell you, growing up is a whole scam. It's a scam in itself. It's a scam by whoever invented it. Just don't do it. Please don't. Stay young. Stay young as you can. Remember who was this? 18 till I die? Please do that. Because there's something called bills. Yeah, bills. Bills are a mother. Bills will follow your ass till Timbuktu. Bills are there, like, they're like your shadow. You're done with this one, there's another one. You're done with this one, there's another one. Oh, wait, there are two more waiting on you. So yeah, if you're in your 20s, if you're getting to your like mid to late 20s, if you can, just start learning how to save money, putting money aside for a rainy day, that kind of stuff. If you're employed, just, you know, get your savings up, get your things together. And because bills will come through, and in your 30s they're different. If you actually decide on having a partner to live with, just know the bills might just double. Yeah, so try learn how to save money and put money aside for a rainy day. That'll help so much when it comes to bill paying and managing your finances. So that's a whole topic for another day. But in the meantime, just know this: bills hit hard when you get to your 30s. So take care of that as well, man. Please do. Yo. Number 7 is just finding out or getting to know that people's mannerisms or behaviors have nothing whatsoever to do with you. What I mean by this is, you see how when you're a bit younger, you always feel like, oh snap, I'm the one who made so-and-so do this, I'm the one who made so-and-so behave like this. You really didn't. That was all them. They're the ones who decided to, you know, react the way they reacted due to a certain whatever thing that happened. So it really has nothing to do with you. You know, people will always do what they want to do. You will do whatever you want to do. So however people react to it, that's up to them. So don't carry around like a ball and chain tied up to your ankle thinking, oh man, I wish I handled this situation better, and it's because of me that this person did this to this other person, and now there's a whole... No. Mm-mm. Learn to free yourself from thinking like that. That is very toxic, and once you start putting such things in your mind, then, man, it gets crazy. Just don't do it. Learn that people always do whatever they want to do. So you take care of you, and everything else will fall into place. Also, in line with this, make sure you respect people's boundaries. People do have boundaries. Make sure you respect them. And with that being said, whatever you want to do, you do, as long as it doesn't interfere with someone's, you know, boundaries or principles, religion, whatever, you know, that kind of stuff. Whoa. just yeah, it has nothing to do with you. So be calm when you approach any situation that you think that, you know, if I don't move like this, then this will happen, it'll have a ripple effect. Do you all day. Don't worry about that. And the last point, which is, you know, I just, this was all off the head, so it was pretty much random. So the last point is, you can't catch feelings because someone can't hack a plan. What I mean by this is, you see, the power that you have to say no, you have to realize that in your 30s, the other people will also have the power to say no to you. This is directly, I think this was like so much about me though, because I remember back in the day, in my 20s, I used to do like small shindigs at my place and whatnot. So when my folks were away, I'd make like 2 phone calls or 3, call people over like, yo, what's up, man? My folks are not around. What's good? At some point, I'd probably have like 30 people in that house or even more, but some would come and go. Some come from way far, come and go. Right now, try making those 2 phone calls. Guess what? I'm only having 2 people over. And some will just directly tell me like, I have my kid with me today. It's just a day for me to chill and watch a movie with my kid, or I'm taking my kids to see their grandma, or, you know, some adult stuff. People do adult stuff in their 30s. So someone will be like, nah, today I'm meeting some investors, or I'm still at work, or I'm going to see my shamba and work on it. There's some stuff I need to do. You have to realize, like I said, it's not because of you. It's just, you have the power, they have the power too. So don't take it personally. That's just how it goes. So with that being said, this should be just the part one, because there's a lot that happens. Like I said, again, this is just me stepping into the 30s, telling you what so far I've gone through as compared to my 20s. And that's just the tip of the iceberg. So wherever you are right now, if you're in your 30s, I know you can relate. If you're still in your 20s, enjoy it to the fullest. Trust me, enjoy it to the fullest. Once you get, you know, to your 30s, things will change. You won't really notice it. It'll be quite gradual, but things will change. It doesn't mean that the 30s suck. The 30s are amazing. But trust me, things will change. So move correct, and the universe will take care of you. This has been another Musijo PSA. So thank you so much for listening. Like I said, and I'll say again, I hope you guys are staying safe, keeping, you know, all the precautions that you need to, because we need to get over this thing, man. It's crazy. The curfew has been taken from 11 p.m. to 10 p.m. Man, what times are we living in? So anyway, let's do our best. Let's get over this together, inshallah. To everybody listening to me from any part of the world, I hope you guys are good. Share this episode, share my podcast with your friends, family, anyone else you want to share it with, as long as they're above the age of 15, please, or if they are mature enough to listen to it. Yeah, thank you so much. And adios, amigos.